Thursday, April 11th. Here's what's coming up on the mayor's office.
Dude, your boy Booney got tossed last night. He was pissed.
He gone. Dude, when you're in the dugout with him, I can't tell you how many times I got, you know, slap Mendoza and be like, here he goes. He's about to go off. Like, and dude, listen, Booney gets tossed 4 times a year. He should be tossed 12. The guy's chirping every game, dude. Every game he's chirping, dude. And I'm in love with this good life. Can't give it up. Make it to the top. Keep climbing. I wanna live it up. The good life. I'm coming up. The good life. Oh, good life. Good life. Coming in hot.
Dude, you are hot, man. You're hot today, dude. You're all over the place. You got McAfee 2 days ago. Last night, you're on Late Night with Seth Meyers. What's next? Like, are you doing a Golden Globes next year? Are you hosting? What do we got? You're on fire, Case. On fire.
I got a lot of action right now, man. I'm all over the place. It was funny. We went to this. I want to get it right. Sarah, where did we go last night? Emilio Bilotto's? Yeah. Emilio Bilotto, I believe, did it. It's like Rayo's, you know. Dude, I honestly felt like the first time in my life I was in an episode of The Sopranos. I was like, oh my gosh, there's really Italian dudes that talk like this and they're serving you food. It's legit.
That's legit.
It's legit. It was incredible. And you know, we obviously had a connection to get in there. I guess you can't even get in there. So
probably
we
not.
Went there for dinner. And then, you know, Sarah and I stayed out late, which is like, you know, we were in bed at like 1 o'clock, which that is like 7 a.m. in the morning if somebody came in on a bender or something. So
that's so good.
We had a great night, dude.
It was awesome. You guys were awesome. First of all, you and Denver are great together anyway. And Denver's great. And he's a pro too. But like, you got to walk me through, man, because I've been to like Letterman before. I've been to things as a fan.
Yeah. But
what is that experience like? Like, where do you go? Like, walk me through, like, how you get in there. They take you to a green room. Did you meet Kirsten Dunst? She was on the show. Like, how's that all? Dude, take us through the whole.
What's funny is this is my 8th time being on Seth Meyers, which has been incredible. Seth's incredible. What a great dude. Loves baseball. So, you know, loves having us on to talk baseball in the season and stuff, which is really cool. It's been a good marriage with MLB Network and him. And, usually, like when I was Millar, I've done 7 episodes, 7 times with Millar. This is the first time I did it with Dempy. You know, usually we meet the people. Like, who have we met back there? Why am I drawing a blank? What's the guy's name that was on the 70s show that then did Charlie Sheen's show? Yeah, Ashton Kutcher. Ashton Kutcher. Yeah. Ashton Kutcher was one of the guys we met back there. There's been a lot of cool people. Kirsten Dunst was there. We were right next to her locker room, or not locker room, her green room.
Yeah.
But we didn't meet her for whatever reason. I was like kind of bummed we didn't meet her. But you go back there, you hang out in the green room. You know, Sarah was there and Kelly was there, Dempster and some friends, and then Seth came in, talks to us. We go over with the producer. Like, we had a call the day before.
Pre-interview. Yep, that's what you do.
Yeah, pre-interview about what are some things you guys want to talk about. I mean, Depp and I had an hour show, bro, with the stories we had. We had so many more stories. And then we gave it all to the producer, and then they meet with Seth, and then they meet with us. So when we got there, they went over what we wanted to talk about. Then Seth came in and said hi. Well, that was cool. And then he went out, and then we went on. And it's still funny, dude, right before we went on, we're behind the curtain, and right before they announce us, we go out there. I said to Demp, I was like, dude, I don't remember one of the topics. And he's like, it's better that way. So when we went out there, dude, I didn't remember like we were talking about, because I think it was just like a little nervous excitement. So when we got out there, a couple things we talked about, dude, we didn't even rehearse. We didn't even, nice. I was like, oh, here we go. You know, so it's, when it becomes a conversation with friends, that's when it's probably a little more unique. Like when he was talking about shaving my back in like 2002, when I was like, great. Yeah. So I'm like, I didn't even know he was going to bring that up. I'm like, is he bringing this up right now?
That was fun. That was a fun part of the show.
We had some fun with that.
Yeah, well, it's also cool. Like the good thing having Dempster there is like he's a bona fide host. Like he hosts Off the Mound and he knows the mechanics of it too. And you've been on the show before. You guys were so relaxed. Like you both were in your element. So that was really fun to see, man. Appreciated
That's
the shout out from
good.
Steph at the end. Props to Lou
Yeah.
Kelly for getting that in there for us too.
That's right. Yeah. Thanks, Lou, for getting
So.
that. And then
Yeah.
Seth Myers for shouting out the Mayor's Office podcast. We're trying to get it out there. We need the subscribes and the
Yeah,
downloads,
we
you
do.
know, moving the needle, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pat Mac, Pat, old Pat, you know, got us going.
There
So
you
we'll
go. We got
see.
to get both of those guys on our show, dude. You got to get McAfee to our show, I think. And I think Seth
Oh yeah, no, we'll get McAfee on at some point, and we'll definitely get Seth on. I was talking to Seth about coming on. He's like 100%.
huge Red Sox fan, right? He's a Boston
Huge
guy.
Pirate fan too.
Oh,
Red Sox and Pirates though. His love's in Pittsburgh, Pirates, Steelers, because his dad's from Pittsburgh. And
interesting.
if you're raised, if you're dude, his dad's from like East Liberty. Like if you're from East Liberty, your kids are gonna be Pirates Steelers fans, or
Oh,
they're out, you know, or they're out.
wow, that's amazing. Well, dude, speaking about football, dude, this is a big one today. Just is always on top of like the TMZ alerts. OJ Simpson died. Like that got me. Like, not that I'm sad for him or anything, but it's just like, wow, this is like, that's a
Yeah.
big one. That is a big one. I mean,
Wow.
whatever you
Yeah.
want.
All I remember is like I said, when I think of O.J. Simpson, I remember where it's one of those moments where you're like, where were you when the Bronco was on the freeway and it was rolling? And I remember where I was in the Cape Cod League. I was at my the announce or the PA announcer Jim had a little barbecue that night, so a few of the players were over his house. And all we were doing was locked into OJ driving that AJ or whatever Cowlings or
Or
whatever the guy's name.
Al
Yeah,
Collins.
Al Cowlings was driving it, and OJ, and so that's what I remember. And then, after that, OJ's, obviously he got off, and then he went to jail for that, for the gun charge or
Memorabilia
whatever. Yeah.
things, all that crap.
Yeah, it's been a weird last few years for O.J. Simpson. So I
It's
don't
sure.
know how I feel about it. It is
It's a
weird to see that
weird
O.J.
feeling, right?
driving. Yeah, it is weird. Yeah.
Because it's part of like the culture of your life, dude. You got to remember back then, I'm a Knicks fan in New York. It was so messed up because they cut away from the NBA Finals, Knicks and Houston. And I'm telling you, the Knicks were going to win that series. And once they cut away from that, the Knicks started going in a tank for the rest of the series. I always was like, it's O.J. Simpson's fault the Knicks didn't beat them that year. Obviously, it means nothing, but dude, I remember just it's a crazy thing. It's funny because Jess is much younger than me. So she remembers it, but she doesn't remember it in an adult form. It's like what makes his persona so much weirder is that he was a, not only he was a cele okay, he was a football player. Everybody who watched football ever watched him. They knew who he was. He's one of the greatest running backs of all time. But
Right. He was on Naked Gun too. He's a
there you
movie
go. But
actor.
that's yeah, so that's where he got past football. It's almost like the Swifties are football fans now, because like they got ingrained into it. Like, so there were like a lot of women and kids and other men who weren't really into football, but you knew who OJ, everybody knew who OJ Simpson was in some way, shape, or form, which made
Right.
it more transcendental. Is that the right
Right.
word? Than
Yeah.
just like an
Sounds good.
athlete doing something bad or just like an actor doing something bad. It was like a, oh my God. And then of course it was like, the divides on root, who you're rooting for, rooting for him to get off. That was like a really polarizing time in this country. It was crazy.
Oh, it really was, dude. It really
Crazy.
was.
Anyway,
Yeah.
not much more else to say about it, but I thought we had to talk about it because I mean, this is gonna be the top story all day today in news, I think.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Dude, also too, I know I don't know, this is so random that this just popped into my head, but the Kardashians are related, are connected to OJ forever.
Yeah, well, there's rumors that one of them is actually related to him, one of the sisters,
Yeah.
but
Oh
they've all denied
yeah.
that. But like, dude, Rob, yeah, Kardashian's dad, the dad was one of the lawyers. He was
That
one
was one of the lawyers. Yeah, it's incredible.
That's what it just keeps the layers go crazy. Like Johnny Cochran was like a famous lawyer. Everything, dude, the gloves.
But yeah, if the
Oh,
glove doesn't fit, you must have quit. I never forget.
it was straight TV drama. Like, or like, it was like the best reality show, or worst, I should say. It's a terrible thing. We're talking about so many people who lost their lives, but like, it was something else, man. It was something else.
Yeah. It was literally pop culture, not pop culture, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it became such a thing forever in our society. Yeah.
Forever. There's probably going to, you know, 100 years down the road, people can be like, remember that OJ Simpson thing? That was crazy.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into some actual sports and baseball here. Listen, Jackson Holliday made his debut. We were all fired up for him to come out. You know, grinded, struck out his first at bat, but like, he was a gamer. He got in there. What I was impressed with, I texted you, runners on second and third, less than two outs. What's he do? Hits that ground ball to second base, got his first RBI. You like to see that, especially with all the adrenaline. I can't imagine your first game you ever played, Sean, the adrenaline that's going. And by the way, you're in Fenway Park. You know,
bro. Yeah, you're at Fenway first game. Obviously, his dad made it there. His family, you know, Matt and Leslie and Ethan all made it too. But yeah, man, I'm excited for Jackson Holliday, dude. Like, he's such a great kid, and bro, he's gonna make them better. He's gonna just make them better, dude. I remember my first start, 1997, 6 o'clock, a 7 o'clock game, 1997. They grabbed me. They're like, hey, we're going to give Tommy the night off. You're starting tonight. I didn't have time to get my parents there. My parents are like, I just called my mom and dad. I am starting tonight. And it was a game on Fox. It was like Thursday Night Baseball, Fox, right? Facing David Cone. And the only reason I say it, because I got my first RBI, same thing, guy on third, one out. I grounded out to second, first RBI. I went 0-for-4, but I'll always remember that first ribby. Like, Jackson Holliday, will always remember Fenway Park, second and third. Ground ball to second, got his first ribby. You know what I mean? Helped them win a ball game, and now he's off and running. It's like, you know, just that first ribby is a big deal too. He drove in a run in the big leagues. You know what I mean? It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I got a question for you. This is a big one. Because at what point, I make it to the big leagues. I get to spring training or whatever. The first time you're around the big league players, the guys you're looking at, and you're like, oh my God, I just watched that guy growing up, and I'm standing next to him. Was there a moment, whether it be in spring training or during one of the first games you played in, where it was like, I belong here. I can do this. Was it your first hit? Was it a line drive, even if it was an out? Was it, you know what I'm saying there?
Yeah. Dude, that's funny you say that. I honestly, when I look back at my career, like when I was in Cleveland, I went 2 for my first 3 and then 0-for-7. So I like, it pisses me off too. Like, look at the back of the baseball card. It's like 300, 323. But you go back to that Cleveland, 2-for-10, 200. I'm like, oh man, I couldn't go one more freaking hit and be 3-for-10. You know? But I honestly think, Chinch, opening day 1999, when I hit a 3-run homer to left field over Barry Bonds' glove. And I came out the gates dominating in 99. Like I said, I was hitting 371 at the break in 99. That first month of 99, I was like, I belong here. I belong in the big leagues. Now, I had already played in 1998. I'd been injured. I came back. I hit 300 in the second half, hit seven pumps. But I was still like, man, I haven't broken out yet. Like, I've always hit, like, when I was in the minor leagues, I hit 349 3 years in the minors. And I'm like, where's that guy? Where's the 320, 330, you know, where? And he showed up in 1999. In that first opening day in 99, when I had, like, you know, a big day, I was like, oh, I belong here. And then, you know, but every player goes through that. Every player, you know, just because you're up in the big leagues doing well doesn't mean –
No, that's good. Wait, just because, say that sentence again, just because
I'm saying, like, I was saying, like, just because, like, in 1998, I was up there, but I still didn't, you know, I was like, man, do I belong here? Like, I needed some real success to be like, okay, I belong. Like, and I think for a guy like Jackson Holliday, he's going to have real success right away where I think him having that spring training he did this year and going off, I think he knows he belongs. And, you know, one thing too, bro, that I think is a good thing is that you know, when you're playing, when you're living your life or playing the game for a higher purpose, I really think, I really believe, like, you know, growing up in the house he did with Matt Holliday and Leslie Holliday, that their faith is such a big part. And you hear Jackson Hobbs, seeing Jackson Holliday talk about it, even went to church with him when we were down there. But I think that's a big part of why he does so well. Because I think he plays with a freedom, like there's a bigger purpose here for him. So I think that's cool too. And I think that's why you're not going to see him be phased up in the big leagues.
That's good. Do you think back then, so back when you said 99 was a year, did you think you mentally prepared better for that season going into it? You know, you're locked in on mental performance now. You weren't back then. You were just figuring out the world.
Yeah.
Do you think you had a better mindset? Do you think your mindset going into 99 was more positive, or is there an angle to it?
Well, I just think when I got traded over to the Reds in 98, the third day I was there, I got hit in the eye with the ball. I had the orbital fracture, 4-hour surgery. Then I went 0 for 35, got sent down, came back up a month later, did well in the second half. But, like, you know, I was always on that treadmill of, like, trying to get going. I just couldn't get going. And that offseason, I really lifted heavy. You know, I hit a lot. I just was ready, dude. I was ready in 98, but as so many things happened adversity-wise, I just couldn't get above it.
Yeah.
And then 99, when I, you know, was really able to hit the ground running, I was hitting third. Greg Vaughn had come with, you know, all those, there was so many good guys, you know, Lark and, you know, and the young guys of like Dimitri and Pokey and Booney. And we were all so close that it just made it a lot of fun. When I look at the Yankees now, I think of that too, bro. I look at their team. I don't know if you saw the interview with Rizzo. Was that yesterday before the game where like all of them gathered around Riz as he was doing the interview? And I'm like, that's awesome. Like, that's cool. Like, Judge's there. They're all like all in the interview, and then the game starts. It's like, that's fun. Like, they're having a good time doing that.
They're smiling more. The entire team is smiling more this year. It could be obviously winning games, you're gonna smile more, and they've won a lot of games. But like, they just seem like they have an intensity, but they have like almost like a relaxed intensity, if that's even possible. But I think there is a way to be relaxed and be intense.
Yeah. It's a calm aggression, dude. It's a calm aggression. It's how you got to play the game. And when you're playing it with guys that you really like and you have that fun, there's you surrender a little bit to the craziness of the schedule and the game itself.
Yeah, that's really cool. Plus, honestly, like, dude, having Rizzo there, Rizzo is just so, what a guy's guy.
Bro.
It's
Riz is the best, dude. Riz is such a leader in that clubhouse. The guys love him. And I think one thing that, you know, that's big is that Judgy loves him. Mm. Judgy and Riz are, you know, they're boys.
Yeah.
They do a lot of stuff together. And, you know, Riz has already climbed that mountaintop, dude. 2016 World Series champs with the Cubs. Yeah. He brings a pedigree there. And, you know, it's so funny, dude. Last night, Riz helped us get the reservation. Yeah, the reservation. Dude, yeah, remember, I went to bed at 1 a.m. Got the reservation last night. And so I sent a video to Riz. Dude, thanks a lot for hooking this up. It's so great. What an incredible place. And so Riz calls me back. We're at this other, we're at like a little speakeasy afterwards.
Look at
and
you.
So, yeah, like I said, dude, I was like, crazy. All right, time to go. You know, so, you know, Riz, you know, he calls, so I get it. And like, dude, he's like, oh, that's so cool. These guys buy black on. I was like, good, win. Yeah. And he's like, no, we lost. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And so, you know, I'm like, dude, thanks so much for hooking up the reservation. It's so great. Sarah's like, reservation. Hooking up the reservation. And, you know, I went to the game the other night. And like, dude, I feel weird. Like, sometimes you don't want to go down, like, bother the guys. Let them do their thing. You don't want to go in the clubhouse. And so Riz is talking on the phone. They're in the cold tub area. And then Judgy comes in. And he's like, Case, he's like, if you ever come to a Yankee game again and don't come down and say hi to us, he goes, we're going to bundle you. I saw like that. I'm like,
cool.
I go, Judgy, next time I'll be in the cold tub waiting for you guys after the game.
No, but it's a respect thing. I get it, too. Like, it's hard to walk back into a place you don't actually work at anymore.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You don't want to, you know.
They got all the new guys and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get your point, but then it gets to a point if they offer you to come in, now you got to go in.
Yeah, there. Well, now I'm coming. Now they're going to. Now I'll be there every homestand. Like, what's Casey doing back there? Like, hey, man, they told me I'm coming.
Be in an umpire's uniform like those guys in Toronto behind home plate, just like calling pitches. Dude, your boy Booney got tossed last night. He was pissed.
He gone. Dude, Booney's the best.
He can get after it.
Dude, when you're in the dugout with him, I can't tell you how many times I got, you know, slap Mendoza and be like, here he goes. He's about to go off. Like, and dude, listen, Booney gets tossed 4 times a year. He should be tossed 12. the guy's chirping every game, dude. Every game he's chirping. But one thing you realize, the umpires can take it from the manager. They don't want to hear it from the coaches.
Right.
So, like, when you start chirping, they'll be like, who's that? Who's that? I'm like hiding down behind Wilkerson. I'm like behind Judge. I'm like hiding, like, I didn't say it. It was Booney.
That's really funny. Did you see that ejection the other night? Shoot. Oh my God, who was it? But the John Boy did this. They you know, they do so good with those. They do the lip syncing. So they
Yeah.
Somebody, golly gee, who was it in the game? And he's like, oh, Red Sox manager.
Alex Cora got tossed?
No, this was the other day. So Cora's like, I don't know what day it was. It probably took John Boy a couple days to do this because it came out so great. But he's like, blah, 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 blah. And he's yelling at the ump. And the umpire goes, you want to get rung for this? And he goes, no, I don't want to get rung for this. And the ump goes, you're at it. And he was like, what do you mean? I said, I don't want to get rung for this. And he goes, I heard you wanted to get run for this. And he's like, I said, no. It was one of the funniest things. It actually shows the relationship when, isn't it funny? Like Booney's probably friends with a lot of the guys that have tossed him, right? Like, you have a respect and a friendship, even when you get tossed with some of the guys, dude, not all. Totally. The guys. I mean, but it's like the next day, it's like you laugh at each other, right? And make fun of each other.
Well, dude, one day I almost got tossed. Where were we? Was it Toronto? No, it was at home. It was at home. I almost got tossed at home one time. I was out of my mind because, you know, dude, like I said, you love these players so much. When you feel like they're getting squeezed out there, you just want to let – so one day, dude, it was a little much. And he was looking over, and I'm like – I'm talking to him between innings. He's like, Case, you want to go? I'm like, no, I don't want to go, but clean it up and freaking start calling better strikes and balls. So the next day I came out and brought the lineup card out.
Oh,
and the other one was like, hey, I was like, my bad, dude. I was like, I must have had too much coffee. I was like, sorry about that. You know what I mean?
That's so funny. I used to be, I when I was like, my entire life, I think I only got ejected one time, and I was in like high school, and it was some stupid thing where I slid late and it said I didn't slide. But like, do you remember the first time you got tossed? Were you?
Oh, yeah, I got tossed.
And scared because you're a good guy. Like, getting ejected from a sporting event, you're like, you feel like you're going to get in trouble when you go home, right? Isn't that crazy?
I only got the one ejection I got, the worst ejection I got was I was in AA, and my dad, you know, I was told you, my dad was a Catholic priest back in, you know, before he met my mom. So my dad brings in like 7 Catholic priests, you know, they all get together, their buddies, and my dad's probably watching this, so I might have I might have some of the details wrong, so sorry, Dad, if I don't have it exactly right, but my whole family's from Jersey, New York, so they all come, we're playing Trenton, we're playing the AA Red Sox, so we come out, and I got like 30 family members, cousins, aunts, uncles, priests, I got everybody there, dude, it's incredible, right? Well, that day we're facing Brett Saberhagen the night before we faced Brett Saberhagen and then Bill Hasselman. They were both down on rehabs. So, hey, listen, dude, we're minor leaguers, but we're not going to take it from the big leaguers, you know what I mean, at the time. And I hit a ball off Saberhagen, 3-2 pitch, dude. It was a homer. They called it foul. It went over the fair pole, and they called it foul. So I turned to the guy. I'm like, bro, Is this no? Then the next pitch, he punched me out on a pitch at my freaking chest. So I'm and like Hasselman kind of like throws it around, and you know, you can tell there's a little edge about him. And I turn to the ump, you know me, dude. Turn to the ump and go, "What is this, Brett Saberhagen day? Freaking, what are we doing here?" I go, "That's a home run and that's a ball. Is this Brett Saberhagen day? Is this what we're doing?" No, and Hasselman's like, "Hey, bro," you start chirping at me or whatever. So whatever, I have a feel. So the next day, we're playing a day game. Like I said, I have all these family there in Trenton. Guillermo Mercedes, our shortstop, you know, speaks a little broken English, but he's getting in the box. Nicest guy ever, dude. He was one of my roommates on the road. Get in the box, and Bill Hasselman, he's taking too much time, and Bill Hasselman's like, "Get in the box." Guillermo, and Guillermo's like, "What?" He's like, "I said, get in the box." So now I start chirping. "Hey, we'll let you know, Bill. Get back to the big leagues." You know, I start chirping to Bill. I'm out of my mind.
Yeah.
Day before all stuff. It's like the fourth inning. So anyway, they almost go at it. Like, they almost fight. Benches don't clear. Play at first base. Ends the inning. Now, their second, Bill's covering. Hasselman's covering, backing up the play because he's the catcher. Here comes the second baseman, Guillermo. Now, dude, I was like, I was ready to go. I had my glove ready to go. As soon as Guillermo was running down first, I start running out, knowing something's going to happen. So a couple guys get in Guillermo's face. I'm in their face. I start yelling at Hasselman. Now the bench is clear.
Oh, my God.
And I start yelling at Hasselman, you know, like, "Hey, dude, you know, like, go back to the big leagues. You know, I'm a double A. I don't know what I'm doing." You know what I mean? I'm yelling at Hasselman. So it's kind of inciting the riot. Mm-hmm. And they're like, "You're gone." They tossed me out. Like, "I'm gone." They're like, "Yeah." You're like, inciting your riot.
Inciting a riot.
There's no riot. No one's punching. We're on a baseball field. So anyway, I got tossed in the fourth inning, dude. My dad's buddies all leave. They're like embarrassed. Like, "Hey, we're out of here." So afterwards, we have this big barbecue in the parking lot. My dad didn't say a word to me. I said, Mom, what's wrong with that? He's like, your father's pissed because you got tossed in the game in the fourth. He's embarrassed in front of his buddies.
That's a story. I have one super quick one that's like that. It's about dads. So my senior year of high school, it's our last regular season football game. We're going to make the playoffs. Dude, my high school, Chaminade, it's really pretty big time football for high school, at least on Long Island. And our rival is a school, Monsignor Farrell, which is way in the crack of Staten Island, which from Long Island to Staten Island is just a very frustrating, tough trip. So, but it's our last regular season game. My dad was asked to do a speech in a wedding, and he turned down the wedding speech so we could come to my last regular season high school
football. Oh, boy.
Against our rival. No, this is not me. That's why I like this story. So we would have full-on walkthrough. So let's say the game is at like 1 p.m. We're there at like 8 a.m. We do our walkthrough, whatever. We have like an hour. We eat something. Then we get on a bus. And we're going to drive to Staten Island. Now, in that one little break, I'll say his name was we used to call him Doc Hollywood because his name was Michael J. Fox.
Right.
So he's a great player, great athlete, greatest dude. Mike Fox, who's the greatest guy. But he smoked heaters, dude, in high school.
He smoked heaters like Kelly Leak?
He smoked heaters from like freshman year on. He played baseball, football, a phenomenal athlete, just crushed heaters from the time we were like 12 years old. So now listen, so he's got this one break. And we got this break, and he's got like, not his pads on, but he got like, you know, the Chaminade outfit. So he sneaks out around the back to fire up a heater before we get on the bus. One of the coaches sees him. We're in high school. First of all, I went to private Catholic high school. Shouldn't be smoking heaters there anyway. And he's on the campus. Shut him down. You're not traveling. Okay. You're not traveling. Now, let's not forget, this is pre-cell phone. Okay. Now,
right.
Terrified probably anyway, because he got caught for this thing. We get there, and all the parents, they all got banners, congratulations, seniors, whatever, whatever. I'm standing there, and I hear, Richie, I'm standing like on silence. I look up, and I was like, "Hey, Mr. Fox." And he's like, "Where's Mike?" And I go, "I think you got to talk to one of the coaches, Mr. Fox." And they like ran away, dude. This man traveled all the way to the pit ass backwards part of Staten Island. Oh, and his son didn't get to play in his final game because he got smoked. He was smoking heaters at 17, 18 years. God.
Couldn't the coach look the other way and just say, it's no big deal, you're smoking heaters, your last game of your life?
I guess. I don't know. But it was so funny, dude. And, you know, this guy was so cool. The dad was so cool. And Mike was so cool that, like, I don't even think he really got into too much trouble. I think they might have smoked heaters together if I look back on it. Anyway, that just reminded me of that.
Hey, if Leland was his manager, he'd have been fine. Leland would have saddled up next to him and was like, hey, you got one for me?
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Nice. All right. Well, we didn't get to too much baseball, but we had a lot going on. We have major.
What else? We got a little bit of baseball. What
about the brothers, bro? Brothers?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about. The Naylor brothers, bro. Mm-hmm. First off, I coached Josh Naylor in the Under Armour All-American game back. Dude, there's so many good games. The guys that I coach are in the big leagues.
Yeah.
Dude, he's Canadian. He was on the Canadian national team. I love this kid, dude. Came up with the pod, drafted by the Padres. Was in that deal that brought who was the guy? Who'd they get? They got a big player. The Padres got a big player, and Naylor went over there in that deal, which I at the time I'm like, dude, that's a great get for the Indians with you know, getting Josh Naylor, and then his brother Bo Naylor, right? You know what a name! It was bam, nailing the ball out of the ballpark.
Isn't that awesome?
You know. But dude, they both went deep in the same inning last night, dude. And dude, Josh Naylor is becoming one of the better hitters in the league. He hit .316 last year. Not a ton of homers, but his power is there. He's got big power. I think he's got three pumps this year already. And he just looks really good, man. So, like, I'm going to do a breakdown on him tonight, I believe, on the network. Cool. I wrote that down. So, yeah, the Naylor brothers. And, dude, how about Stephen Vogt? The job he's doing with the Indians, dude, they're like, their bullpen is, I mean, sorry, I can't say sorry, my bad.
You played not for the Indians.
Guardians, I came up with the Indians, but Guardians.
There you go.
Sometimes you never use it, but the Guardians, I mean, dude, they have one of the best rotations in the game right now. A lot of guys we have never heard of. And their bullpen's lights out. And they're swinging it, man. Stephen Kwan at the top of the orders, you know, doing his thing, hitting for some power too. But, you know, Josh Naylor in the middle of that lineup. Andrés Giménez has been raking at the bottom of the lineup. Bo Naylor's a young kid coming up. They got some legit pieces. And I think Stephen Vogt's like, you know, we talked about Terry Francona 2.0, man. He's awesome.
Hey, they're 9-3. Royals are in their booties off. I think they've won six in a row now. They're 8-4, but the Guardians really have put a lot together. And by the way, 7-2 on a road so far. Like, they did this all on a road to get started. I mean, it's got to be great. You start the season on the road, which is kind of tough and a bummer. You come home from and you have a 1-2 of the first three series of the season, and now you're coming home, and you get that adrenaline from the fans on your home opening day. They're in a good spot right now. And that division is up for grabs. I mean, it's anybody's division.
Yeah, totally.
And the Twins, by the way, beat the Dodgers 3-2. I did want to bring this up to you. Muncy and Teoscar are leading the league in strikeouts. They both had two last night. They batted back-to-back, but I think that's only because they gave, what's his name, the catcher, a day off. So they kind of reworked the lineup.
Will Smith.
Yeah, but then
Will Smith came in and got a pinch hit, and the guy rakes.
Dude, Will Smith one for one rakes. That's a 10-year contract for a catcher because he rakes. Dude, that's unbelievable.
Dude, that's gonna be a steal. 10 years, 140.
Yeah,
that's gonna be. I mean, I hate to say it, but he probably shortchanged himself in a big way.
Wow, that's amazing. But but you know what? If you think about it, like at that position, you saw what happened to Joe Mauer. You might as well get your bucks as a catcher. But so Teoscar, obviously both of those guys, they got bombs. Teoscar's got what has he got, four bombs, 14 ribbies already. He's doing damage. But like, are you at all concerned that the two guys that are leading major leagues in strikeouts are in your lineup, but it doesn't matter because you have those superstars in the lineup?
I mean, it, listen, first off, you're navigating that gauntlet of Betts, Ohtani, and Freeman. That's tough. But at the end of the day, those pitchers are looking for strikeout guys. Because if they can pitch around those guys, you're going to take your shots at Teoscar and Muncy, obviously, and you're looking for punch-outs. So, you know, listen, it's not great to have a, you know, a ton of punch-outs back-to-back in your lineup. But, you know, I guess the one thing with Muncy and Teoscar, those guys are all both 30 home run guys too. So, yeah. I mean, it just if they were in somebody else's lineup, you'd be like, these guys are the two best hitters in the lineup. But because you got Ohtani, Freeman, and Betts, and you look at that, oh, well, where's the weakness here? Because you look at, you're almost looking for it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a weakness because those guys can get you. They can win games themselves too.
That's true. They can. They can win it with one swing, each of them. All right. I thought about that for a second. There was one other thing that I wanted to get to with you. I mean, there's not much to say about this, but we should say it out loud. Ohtani cleared of the gambling charges, dude. It's a pretty big deal.
That's a really big deal.
Horrible for the whole situation, but good for baseball, I think.
Well, and too, the FBI was involved, right? So as soon as they, you know, they're doing their due diligence. So the fact that Ohtani is absolved from it, that's a good thing for everybody. That means this was a legit investigation. The, you know, the interpreter is going to be charged, and we can all move on now.
Yeah. All right. So a lot more baseball tonight. We got some, I think, a lot of remake games, a couple of rainouts the other night. What do you got? You got MLB tonight tonight? The late show?
Yeah, MLB tonight tonight. I think I'm on 5:37 or something like that. I think I said I'm going to do a Josh Naylor breakdown, I think. And, dude, just love being in the studio talking baseball, man. Like, even with you every day, love talking baseball. And I just, it's incredible.
It's fun. Who are you on with? Do you know?
Depp. Me and Depp.
Look at you.
Depp, my hires. We're on tonight. That will be tonight. We're all over the place, dude.
Yeah, you're all over the circuit. What do you got tomorrow? You got Good Morning America tomorrow? Are you going to talk to
Yeah, might as well. I'm gonna go see if you know, the Today Show wants me to come on. You know, maybe CBS Morning Show.
Yeah, go sing a couple.
Bob Roberts,
Radio City. You're on fire this week. I love it. All right. Hey, by the way, if you guys haven't seen, go watch the show from last night. Seth Meyers, Sean Casey,
Ryan Dempsey. Maybe you can put a link up.
I will put a link up there for you, Sean.
Yeah, put a link on the show.
All right, I'll put a link on it. Put a link right in there. All right.
All right, brother.
Have a great
day. Hey, man, I love you tons. Everybody subscribe, download. Don't forget, KC72 jersey, Yankee jersey. I want to sign it for a lucky fan. Let's keep subscribing, download. Get that up to 4,000, and bam, we're going to get it out to you guys. All right, man. Love you, bro. I'll see you tomorrow, bud.
All right, bro.